Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daddy and Nora Show.
Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora.
No.
Hello.
No, you're breaking up. You're going in and out. You can hear me. No, I can hear you because you're in my house. Nope. Oh, now I can hear you a little bit. Yes. She disappeared. Well, this is something that's called technical difficulties. Oh, I can hear you flipping
through. Can you hear us now?
Yep, say it again.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you, Mommy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mom.
Marianne. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so
hi.
Grandma.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Had a rough start to the show.
You disappeared every time.
Well, it was us, Nora. Our microphone, I think when we were playing with it, came unplugged, so people didn't really hear the beginning to the show. So we're going to talk to Grandma, and then we'll do all our happy birthdays and happy anniversaries again, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi. Hi, Nora. Did Daddy show you the picture I sent?
I did not yet. No. I did not. I'll actually go get my phone. Hold on one second. Talk to Grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
Yes, Nora?
What are you doing?
What, honey?
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm up at Steve's. You want to say hi to Steve?
Yeah.
Hi, Nora. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is there a new one this morning?
Yes, I sent you via text message.
Excuse me, Grandma. Is Steve?
Is Steve there too?
Yeah. We're having two callers.
Oh, we're here.
Grandma, Steve? I'm excited, Dave. To tell you about.
You have an exciting day to tell them about?
Yeah.
What is it?
Me and Mabel are going on a picnic.
Wow.
Where are you going on a picnic?
Where are we going on a picnic?
To the park. And you know my best friend.
Who's your best friend?
Mary?
Mary is her best friend, apparently.
Ah, okay.
I've been to her house.
You have been to her house.
Yes, you were to her house.
No, it's in Westfield.
It's in Summit, which is next
it's
to Westfield.
It's close to Westfield. You know where I am?
Where?
I'm in Hackettstown.
Aww.
She's seeing the pictures of a hair-cutted Weebles. It's Weebles.
It is?
Yeah, do you remember Weevil?
Weevil's with no hair.
Weevil got a haircut.
No hair.
Why Weevil's has? Why he got the haircut?
Because it's hot out and she was hot, so you give her a haircut in the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like when we put your hair up when we give you a ponytail.
Yeah.
It makes you cool down a little bit. Giving a cat a haircut makes them cool down too.
Why?
Because less hair means you're not as warm.
Well, I don't want my hair put up on warm days.
You don't want your hair put up on warm days?
No.
You want to sweat more?
We will cut your hair. Just Weebles.
Just Weebles. Okay? We're not going to cut your hair.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you scared for a second?
Yeah. I was scared for a second.
I think you thought we were going to cut your hair.
Yeah.
But we're not.
Why not?
Look
at Looper to get my feet.
Yeah.
A Looper got my feet.
A Looper? She's using the USB wire to wrap around her foot. This is not going to end well.
Okay. All right. We will let you start the show again.
Yes. A bit of a debacle,
right.
Nora, but we'll move on.
Nora, I love you. And I'll see you soon.
I love you too. We're going to try to call you again.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Can we call her again after we start the show?
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.
Let's move on to
see you later.
The next caller.
You want to move on to the next caller?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's make sure we say happy anniversary to Christina and Joe.
Happy anniversary, Uncle Steven. I said Uncle Steven.
You said Uncle Steven. You meant Auntie Christina and Uncle Joe, right?
Happy
anniversary.
Happy birthday to go to Christina.
And happy birthday to Karen. Kaka.
Kaka. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to Juliet.
Happy birthday to Juliet.
You want to sing them happy birthdays?
No, thanks.
Okay. So we have another caller.
Who is it?
Well, let's find out. Can you ask them?
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Nora. It's Nanny Carol.
Hi, Nanny Carol.
Hi, Dylan. How are you?
Good. I got a boo-boo when I just closed the door for my daddy. Then we're going on a picnic. And
you
me and me are not a picnic.
Yay, that's so much fun.
I don't know if you need me to check her. She closed the door on her foot when she was trying to close the door for me.
Oh, no.
On her toe, and she's going on a picnic with her cousin, oh, I knocked your pizza, sorry, with her cousin
all
Mary,
right.
Or my cousin's daughter Mary, who I guess is distantly a cousin, but they are in Queens, and we're going to go to a picnic in the park, right?
Yeah, my park.
Your park?
Yay, sounds like so much fun.
The park right across the street, it's behind us.
It's behind us right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're facing the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You want to ask Nanny Carol what she's doing today?
What are you doing, Nanny Carol?
Today, I'm just doing regular stuff, housework and all that stuff, and I might go sit at my pool for a little while.
Where's she going?
Where's she going?
Yeah.
Ask her.
Where are you going?
Just to the grocery store and things like that, just around here to do my
errands.
Some errands?
Are you coming to see me anytime soon?
Oh.
Are you going to go up there in a little while?
Yeah.
Maybe in the beginning of July?
Yeah.
Yay! Fun.
We'll see what's going on.
How's baby Maeve doing?
Good.
She good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she a good girl, like you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes to smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes to smile a lot.
And she likes to do this.
Really?
When I put her up in the air and pull her back down, that's the noise I make, so.
Oh, boy. Fun. Is she sleeping through the night and everything?
No.
Not yet, huh?
No. I do not bear the brunt of that, but no. She is not.
Oh, gosh. How's Daddy's new job?
No.
No, thank you for reinforcing that, Nora. But she's good. She's doing well. She's growing
like
a weed.
Like me, I grow the weedy.
Yeah, you grow. You're still growing. You're growing more every day.
Yeah.
Do you remember Nora, do you remember being the flower girl and Auntie Cena's wedding a year ago?
You remember being the flower girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did such an awesome job. You were so beautiful.
I can't believe it was a year ago already.
I know. so much has happened.
Amazing.
Well,
a year went by.
I know, huh? I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again.
Same here. So you can't wave goodbye. You actually have to say it.
Goodbye.
See you
all right, bye, honey.
You.
I love you.
Why you can't wave goodbye?
Because they can't see us.
Why?
Because we're on the radio. We're on the internet, actually. So you can't see us. You have to actually say goodbye.
Why?
That's the way it works.
When they come here and they have to go, can I say goodbye? Can I wave goodbye?
I'm not sure what that is.
Me neither.
Nothing.
Loud noise, so we'll investigate later.
What's
it means look into. So we have about 12 minutes in a show that got off to a rough start.
What's a rough start?
Well, our microphone wasn't working, so you couldn't really hear us.
Yeah, and it's a rough start.
That's a rough start. But we got back together and we said happy anniversary to Christina and Joe and happy birthday to Karen and happy birthday to Juliet. And we got to talk about Juliet's party. We went square dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you and Olive have fun?
Yeah, we had fun dancing in the circle.
Dancing in the circle?
Yeah, like we just
clapped there. Yeah, oh, when they clapped near you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Why are they clapping near us?
Because that was part of the dance.
Why?
Because that's how the instructor told everyone to dance. They, the first group stepped in on the fourth count, clapped, and then the next group stepped in on their fourth count, clapped. So it looked like people were clapping around you all the time, right? Mm. That was pretty cool.
You guys lost us.
We lost you?
Yeah.
When did we lose you?
In the circle.
Oh, in the circle.
Why?
I don't think we actually lost you.
Why? They lost us.
But you and Olive seem to have a lot of fun with the rest of the friends.
Why?
Because Talia and Raya and all those different girls.
Who's
yeah?
Raya?
Those are some of the girls over there.
I like Talia.
Yeah? We don't have a caller on the line right
Why?
Now, though. We got to talk to each other. Can we do that?
Okay.
You don't want to talk to me? No.
What's that?
I don't know.
I heard someone talking.
You heard somebody talking?
And I hear more noise. It's bouncing.
Yeah, there's noise and talking, but we'll move on.
What's that noise? I'm hearing noise.
And, Nora, what do you want to do in the park besides the picnic?
Play with me. We're going to do a picnic.
Yeah. How has your dance class been? Have you been having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
I'll show you.
Well, you got to tell people about it. You got to describe it with words because they can't see you.
Well.
Can you use words?
I just can't show you.
Okay, well, can you tell me what you're doing? Can you use words to tell me what you're going to do?
I'm going to do plies and tap and ballet.
Okay. You want to try that? You want to do a plie?
Yeah, I could do tap with my taps. I would fly my taps on in my ballet suit.
Why don't you just pretend for now?
Why?
Because we only have about 9 minutes left of the show, and getting your shoes on will take up those 9 minutes. So why don't we just pretend, and you show me a plie? That's a great one. Good job. A few tapping. Tapping the other foot. Good job. And after your ballet, that is beautiful. Nora, you're learning so much. Are you having fun doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't hold my leg.
Are you supposed to hold your leg?
Yeah. Whoa. I keep falling when I do it.
Well, yeah, you're still young, darling. Balance isn't one of your strengths right now.
But I do it in my ballet class.
Oh, you can do it in ballet class?
Yeah.
And oh, that's a great job, Nora.
Can I try again?
Sure.
Whoa.
Now you're just being silly.
Phone number is 917-889-7071.
Nora, who came back to stay with us for a little while?
Oh, Kevin.
Are you happy he's here?
Yeah, he's staying for many days.
Many days?
Yeah.
Does that make you happy?
Yeah.
And then who's he going to go visit?
Who?
Who's he going to go visit?
Who's going to go visit? Who's coming to visit?
Well, not coming to visit us. Who's Uncle Steven going to go visit?
Wade.
Wade, yeah. He's going to go see Wade on a boat.
For his boat cruise.
For his boat cruise, you're right.
Wade, I open.
Leave that alone. And so Wade is in Europe in the Mediterranean Sea on a cruise doing Blue Man Group. So Uncle Steven is going to figure out when he can go see Wade, and they're going to enjoy some what's called R&R. Well, Wade's going to be working, but Uncle Steven's going to be able to enjoy some time on a boat and relax and enjoy some...
Excuse me.
Yes.
Daddy is in folks our basement really dunky.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk about that a different time.
I want to talk about it today.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You talk about it with me.
Okay, what do you want to know?
The basement... Ducky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you help me talk about the rest.
Well, we need to get somebody out to look at something, that's all.
Yeah.
So that'll happen tomorrow, hopefully. And so, dance class has been going. How has preschool been?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you guys been learning?
We're learning about everything. And bye-bye.
Was it your friend Jack's last day on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't want him going.
Yeah. He's going on vacation for a little while.
Yeah.
And then his family's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a lot of fun with Jack, right?
Yeah, he has a best friend.
He has a best friend?
Yeah.
Who's his best friend?
His doggy.
Oh, his doggy?
Why should he buy his doggy?
Well, I think his parents were helping watch the doggy. I don't think that was Jack's doggy.
Why?
I don't think it was.
Why not?
I don't think it was. But, Nora, we have about 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Are there any topics you want to talk about?
No, thanks.
There's nothing you want to discuss?
No. We should actually know. Water noise.
Yeah.
We have to go investigate now.
We're going
to
go investigate in a few minutes.
Why?
Because we have about 5 minutes left in the show, so let's finish the show, then we can go investigate.
But where should we investigate?
We'll just walk around and see what we find.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it was a wireless thing. A wireless.
Oh.
A walking thing.
Okay.
And it was going side to side. It might be a penguin.
You think a penguin's upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Do you really think a penguin's upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Do you think it's a little warm for penguins?
No, it's not. It's cold.
It's cold because of the air conditioning?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It might be cold.
North Stratford.
Why is it North Stratford?
Because I didn't want you doing that.
Why?
So this week coming up, you have preschool and you have dance on one of the days. And who's going to come visit you? Who comes once a week to come play with you?
Who? Tiffany?
Tiffany, yeah. Tiffany's going to come play with you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You look forward to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun playing with Tiffany.
I don't want her going. I want her to sleep over.
You want her to sleep over?
Yeah.
Well. She has other things to do, my dear. And so you saw Annie last week, and we talked about that last week. Have you enjoyed watching some of the songs on the computer? Yeah.
I got one more song.
What's your favorite song from Annie?
You tell me.
I'm not sure. You have to tell me what your favorite song is.
Hard Knock Life.
How does that go?
It's Hard Knock Life for us. You help me with that first. Life for us. Satisfied, we get kicks.
Satisfied, we get kicks.
It's a hard life for us.
Good job. So about 3 minutes left in a abbreviated show because of technical issues at the top, but those are now fixed and understood. You actually have your microphone plugged in for it to work. Plugged in all the way, that is. And always important, you know, Radio 101, to test your microphone before actually going on air. Yes? You're raising your hand? What's up?
We heard a lot of noise.
We did.
Yeah, it might be a penguin.
There might be a penguin upstairs.
Then I'm going to toss up this earpiece upstairs and see if it's a penguin. And hear the noise with yours. I'm going to toss this upstairs and I'll use yours to hear the noise.
You're going to toss the earpiece upstairs and see if you hear the noise?
Yeah, with yours.
What do you think? The stethoscope?
Yeah.
All right, Nora, I think that's going to bring our show to an end. What do you think?
Yeah,
what do you want to say?
Bye!
Well, that's one way to end it. Again, happy anniversary to Joe and Christina. Happy birthday to Karen and Juliet. We love you guys and hope you all have wonderful days in your own right. And we will talk to you next Sunday on the Daddy and Nora Show. It's been great having you guys on. Thanks to Nanny Carol and to Grandma for calling in. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
I only had 2 callers in.
We only had 2 callers this week.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad?
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
There's way too close. I want many callers.
You want many callers?
I go talk this upstairs.
Okay, so next week we'll try to get many callers.
Yeah.
But I think we had 2 good callers, so Grandma and Nanny Carol, don't you think?
And Steve.
And Steve, you're right. So we had 3 callers. Steve was on the line as well. Good job.
Yeah, Weebles.
And Weebles was there too, you're right. Did Weebles talk?
No.
Ah.
Because he is just a cat.
Oh, time to go. Say goodbye.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next week.
We talk to you next week. Yeah,